with Bailey Banfield, a promising start, but obviously a disappointing finish for the boys.
Yeah, it was. I think we showed a fair bit for the first three quarters, and it was really disappointing we couldn't come away with it in the end.
What did Ross make of the game?
Yeah, he was fairly positive. There's a couple of individual learnings to take out of it, but I think in the end of the day, their weighted numbers in terms of shots just showed through, and they ran over the top of us a little bit in the end.
Take us to your role. Did you play some time on merit?
Yeah, played the whole game on merit.
How was that test for you?
Yeah, it was good. I think for the first three quarters, I was going all right, and then that last quarter was pretty disappointing, just personally. But he's one of the gun players of the comp, so you learn a lot from a test like that.
How do you feel you're developing? You've played every game this season, one of the handful. How do you think your season's going so far?
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to take it one at a time. Like, that's the old footy cliche, but if you try and look too far ahead, you end up getting caught. So just really trying to focus in on each game as they come and trying to learn a little bit from each game as well.
How about that challenge of being right in there in the middle today? You had quite a few clearances and contested possessions.
Yeah, quite enjoyed playing inside. And hopefully if I keep playing my role well enough, I keep getting that opportunity.
What are you learning from the likes of Mundy and Neil playing in the middle alongside those guys?
Oh, it's massive. You're just asking them questions all the time, and even playing on them at training, I learned a fair bit about tagging and the art just by playing on Dave at training, so that's massive for me.
Do you think one of the positives today is that Freo still had that pressure that they had against Port Adelaide?
Yeah, I think we showed that if we bring that pressure, we can match it with some fairly good teams on their home soil, so hopefully we can bring that again next week against the Hawks.
Hawthorn next week should be a really tight contest.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we get the crowd behind us, and playing on home soil is always a big lift for us, so hopefully we can get the job done.
Cheers, Bailey. Thank you, well done.
Cheers, thanks.